Chapter 6 Bad Medicine. We know we mustn't tell Eliza about Alice's cold. Adults like going to the doctor, and we need time to try different medicines for her cold. Alice stays in bed all day, and we give her all our medicines. But she doesn't feel better. She feels terrible. The next day, Alice's face is yellow, and she's got a cough. "What can we do?" I say. "We haven't got money for a doctor. Maybe our medicines were bad for Alice."
"We must do something."
In the afternoon, Alice becomes very hot. She can't eat or drink, and she can't leave her bed for dinner. The five of us sit very quietly at the dinner table. Nobody wants to eat. We're all very worried. H.O. begins to cry.
"What's the problem?"
asks Eliza.
"And where's Alice?"
We tell Eliza everything.
"Oh dear, oh dear,"
she says.
"I must tell your father."
Father is very worried.
"We must take Alice to hospital immediately,"
he says.
"I love my children. Your health is very important, but money is not. You must always remember that. Please destroy all your medicine bottles and don't try to be doctors again. Come on, darling. The doctor must see you immediately."
Father takes Alice to hospital. The doctors give her real medicine, and it helps her. Soon, she feels well again. After 2 days, Alice comes home, and she's fine again. We're very happy to see her. Noel makes her a hot cup of tea. Alice looks inside the cup. She's suspicious.
"What's in this tea?"
"Don't worry. It's only tea,"
says Noel.
"No herbs, mustard, or ketchup. I promise."
"Oh, good,"
says Alice.
"Your medicine was horrible."
We all start to laugh. Dickie doesn't think we can get money from our medicines anymore. We must think of a new plan.